Hello everyone, this is Monsef Afkher and thank you so much for joining us today in this new call of your divine uniqueness. I'm so happy that Joy Baker is back on the show. She's been with us, I think it was season 9, right? Yeah. And really, I love her message and the work she's doing. I worked with her before, personally. She did two clearings for me, and it was really, really an amazing experience with the clarity she gives. Because many times, sometimes we feel this density or resistance, but we don't know exactly what's the cause of it. But with the scan and clearing she did, it was right on the points. I quickly get it and understood it. And also with the clearing, it helped. She helped me to work on release that. So yeah, that was really, really amazing experience. And so I'm happy to have her back today. For those of you who don't know, who is Joy Baker? She is an intuitive energy healer, specializing in energetic emotional release. And as I said, she does remote energy scans and clearings of disempowering core beliefs and emotions. And so she does this either over Skype or phone, or she records it and then she sends it to you and you can listen to it. So today with her, we will be talking about ascending through the chakras. And we will be talking about the unresolved emotions and traumas and how they affect us in the way we manifest our purpose or live a fulfilled life, and also how it's really important to clear those old blocks and energies. And for that also she will guide us on a group clearing process. So stay tuned for that. And also she will answer your questions and work with you one-on-one. So as always, for those of you on the phone, if you want to work with Joy, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. And if you are on the webcast page, you can type in your question there and I will share them with Joy. All right. So with that, Joy, I want to welcome you to the show. Thank you so much for being here today.
Hi, Monsef. It's so awesome to be back on your show. I'm looking forward to it.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much for being back. And as I shared about my experience, maybe I want to, if you can share a little bit more about about your work, and for those who are new to your work can know more about you. So how it really works?
Sure. What I specialize in is a scan and clearing. So it's a chakra scan and clearing, and it's done simply from a picture. So all somebody has to do is send me a picture. They can be going about their day. There's no set time. I just focus on that, or we focus on the energies in the pictures. And so the scan is, we go through your general energy field and then each chakra to see what patterns, beliefs, emotions are keeping you stuck, repeating patterns, the cause of that. So we'll go back to, childhood or even further back, sometimes past lives, whatever shows up. That's simply a look at it, gives people an idea of what's going on. And then in the clearing, that's real time, and I just follow the energy and my guides, and whatever comes up is cleared out. And then what presents to be activated and a person's ready for activation is activated, and it goes until my guides will say, okay, that's enough. I just am kind of told when it's done. And this came about with the foundation for my life was horses. I spent 25 years with horses, showing horses, uh-huh. and then training racehorses. But in the midst of that, during that whole journey, right, from growing, starting as a child all the way up, was a lot of trauma. And when we're looking for our gifts or talents or, purpose, we can look to our pain. It's not about staying stuck in your pain, but in the midst of your pain, it's like there lie your gifts. And that was basically my journey. Mm-hmm. In the midst of my pain, this was, I gave birth to this gift. And so growing up, I went through, you know, there was epilepsy and speech impediments. So I got bullied and picked on a lot. I mean, you talk funny and fall down and blank out. Kids are, you know, in the schoolyard are going to pick on you. So I got picked on a lot, bullied, became very, very shy. Finally outgrew, you know, both the speech impediment and the epilepsy as a teenager, and then got into some very, very abusive relationships. And left when I was in my mid-30s, I walked away from 25 years with horses and 8-year relationship. Like I just, my entire life, I just walked away from it. Not because I am just starting on the path then of awakening. It was more that I just knew I had to shift things and had to shift them in a big way. And so I started on this path. I got into, you know, took counselor training. That was when repressed memories of sexual abuse came up. It was, ended up remembering, it's probably about a 10-year period growing up, but I remembered for 8 years all kinds of, you know, repressed memories. And there were, I mean, that went deep. There was some deep pain, trauma coming up there, but that was where I was given this gift of identifying what's going on emotionally with somebody. And, you know, finally the repressed memories, pretty much I'd had enough. I just couldn't take any more. And I said to the universe, you know what, that's enough. I've got to do a course change, change in direction here. And so I started, this just kind of appeared one day, and I realized I could do this, started offering it, and just kind of went from there and beginning, you know, clients and getting some amazing results. So I'm feeling pretty blessed right now.
Yeah, wonderful. And yeah, really thank you for choosing to do this, because this is such a gift for us that you are sharing with us. Because you can have the clarity about what's going on, even in those times that we are maybe so confused. And I think especially when we are like in the midst of confusion or pain, like sometimes we need someone to help us, to guide us, like even in those first steps. Because when we are in the midst of that, like sometimes it gets a bit challenging to see what's going on within us.
Exactly, Monsef. You can get lost in that. I know I did. I mean, it's easy to get lost in your pain. And often one of the biggest things probably that we do here, and clients tell me over and over again, is connect with the inner child. It's not in every clearing, a scan or clearing, but often the little child, because we give a safe place for the little boy or girl inside us to speak. And it can be the first time in their life sometimes that they've actually really been seen and heard. I just had somebody say the other day, you know, his inner child really came up. And he said, I felt understood. He said, that's the biggest thing, is I felt, and I hear from several clients that they love hearing what, you know, their inner child, the little boy or girl, has to say. And it's amazing when we give our inner self a voice and they're seen, heard, understood, they, you know, acknowledge, they feel understood, and we build that relationship. This is about building the relationship with yourself, and it's just, I mean, people flourish. I've seen people who, you know, work with clients who, once they understood, you know, they got the inner child connection and they started building the relationship with, and, you know, this, so this is doing inner work, but it's building it on a whole new level, creating that relationship, because the most important relationship is with ourself.
Yes.
Things just shift. It's pretty awesome. And we go to places, you know, 95% of who we are, you know, our thoughts, our beliefs, our patterns, our behaviors, everything is unconscious. We think we're, you know, this work is all about making the unconscious conscious. And so the more aware we can become is, you know, the more it supports us. And we go, that's why people, we work just off a picture, and people can be doing anything at any time, anywhere in the world. And I can do this because we're going to, you know, really deep into the unconscious, and this is stuff that like I said, right from our childhood womb, even past life stuff that comes up. And so, you know, what a person's doing presently in their day isn't going to impact it. So the convenience factor, a lot of people like that as well.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, when we allow our inner child to speak and like share its voice, like it really brings us a relief. And because as you said, like when you were sharing about your story, like we have some repressed memories and repressed emotions, and with that we also repress like our inner child from expressing like if it feels like sadness, if it feels anger or anything. So we repress anything that it feels. But when we give him or her a voice, like it really brings this relief and help us to in clearing those densities.
Right, exactly. And when you said that, Monsef, right there, when it gives us a relief, I felt that. Like I saw how when often we don't allow ourselves, because we're taught from, you know, basically from the time we're born, generally, most of us, our parents didn't know how to process our emotions, so not how to deal with them or anything. So they were repressed. So they're repressed in us, and we learn they're bad. Anger is such a powerful, all it is an energy. We give it a meaning. We label it anger. We label it as bad or harmful, whatever it is. Simply a very powerful energy. But because so many of us have learned to either repress it or it comes out in violent outbursts, that energy gets stuck within us. Or, like I said, if it comes out in angry outbursts, you know, unhealthy outbursts, it can harm others. And then still the same, you know, what happens is generally shame, different things like that. And it all gets blocked. And because anger is, because I'm bringing this up, well, no, I was directed to, but I see it so often. Anger is repressed in some ways or not expressed in healthy ways, and it's such a powerful energy and it can block so many things. And this is simply what we're doing, is simply giving people, you know, we're expressing what people don't normally express. For instance, I had a client say a little while back, she had the scouting clearing, and I think her relationship with her parents was okay already, but she said some of the things you said, like I would never have expressed even to myself, but the very fact that you said that, and it's, you know, it's done with no judgment or anything, it's just said, acknowledged and said and released, said the relationship with my parents is better already. Mm-hmm. And it continues to get better. So it's simply, and as soon as we, like for each of us, when we simply acknowledge, this is how I'm feeling. So anybody can do this for themselves, at least to some extent. When you say, I'm feeling sad, angry, guilt, shame, and you simply acknowledge that, the key is with no judgment. So just accepting, This is how I'm feeling. Often we'll say, I'm feeling shame or guilty when we, you know, actually allow ourselves to go there and feel that, but then we'll judge it. And that's what keeps it stuck. So when you say, for instance, a few weeks back, I remember feeling a lot of sadness for whatever reason. Normally, I would make the sadness bad and judge it. And this time I sat with it and I just sat with the sadness. And it was, you know, a heavy sadness. And I acknowledged it and just allowed myself to sit with it. Didn't judge it, nothing like that. Simply sat. And within a few minutes, it dissipated. Like it was just gone because I allowed it and accepted it, and it just dissipated.
Yeah, absolutely. I really love that, because it's when we allow ourselves to feel those emotions, like without judgments, as you said, like we drop this control over them, because when we try to repress them, it's like we judge them like this is something bad and we need to control them and like hide them instead to feel okay. But when we allow them allow ourselves to feel them as they are without judgment, like we can have experience like the one you just shared now. Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, so you want to say something?
I was just going to say, when somebody wants, because this came in while you were talking, Monsef, yes. Abundance. So is obviously some people feeling would like to, you know, experience more abundance. Now, I'm going financial, but it could be love, friendships, it could be career, job, whatever it is. Want to experience could be creativity. In order to experience abundance of any kind in your life, it's necessary to acknowledge and allow these stuck emotions and patterns and beliefs to be released. And the reason is, otherwise everything stays stuck. We stay limited and lack limitation and scarcity. When we release, energy right away starts to expand and starts to become more, you know, and then we start to allow it in. And there's actually some stuff coming in. Do you want to go into the, I can feel it now. Do you want to go into the clearing, the group clearing?
Oh, yeah, yeah, we can go to it
okay.
now.
So, and whether you're on live or replay, the clearing, the activation, it's the same, the energy is the same. Just take a deep breath in, let that go. If you're driving, it's up to you if you want to listen, just pay attention. Some people do fall asleep. So, and it's actually okay when we fall asleep, whether you're listening to this or any, you know, other clearing or anything. That's okay to fall asleep because it's like your mind, the ego steps aside and it just allows what needs to be cleared, what needs to be shifted to take place. So, we're going to go through all the chakras on this one. So we'll start with the first chakra, which is about family and survival. You have a lot of anger coming up, so that's okay. Let's go ahead and, okay, oh good, I see the anger. It's circulating now. Before it was stuck and stagnant. This is the power of simply acknowledging. So anger circulating, let's give it permission, acknowledge it. Let it know that it's okay for the anger to circulate, which means, okay, this is the chakra starting to, before it was stagnant, now the chakras, you know, chakras are a vortex, and now it's starting to move. So, okay, allow the, and then the shame comes up. So there's shame. So as the anger, like I said, this heavy, powerful energy, it gets moving, other stuff that comes up. And this is shame. Shame is a very, very low vibration. And, okay, all the ways you've been rooted in shame. Let's go ahead and release that. Any reasons, points of view, expectations that have kept you stuck and rooted in shame, let's go ahead and release that. Okay, something's, this is parental control, and that's rooted in shame both ways, so let's release this. Just so you know, if cords are cut, cords of love, like actual pure divine love, are never cut. They stay in place. Any cords that are cut, first of all, source always knows. It's never done without your permission. And it's always dysfunctional energies that are being released. That you always, you know, even though I'm not talking to each person individually, source always knows. And if there's something you don't want to release, that's fine. You have free will. It's your choice. Good. Okay, so shame is released. Let's just see first chakra. Okay, all you need to do is direct the energy, direct your feet chakras to open. So these are like almost like little doors at the bottom of your feet. Just see them open. Good. Energy. That way energy can flow through. Flows right through. It doesn't get stuck in the earth. It simply is released. Flows down into the earth and is released. Transmuted into higher vibrations. Okay, let's go up to the second chakra now. So this is sacral chakra. Connection, relationships, creativity, sexuality. Ooh, a lot of oranges coming in. Good. So showing you're all connected. Some of the anger's coming up, flowing, being released from the sacral chakra. Let's just see. Okay, the belief is, there's a core belief for many people, I'm not enough. So whether it's, and when we have that belief, I'm not enough or I'm not good enough, any version of that, not enough affects our finances, our relationships, how much love we let in, how happy, you know, everything we allow ourselves to be. So, and that's a core belief for many people. Let's go ahead and release I'm not enough. All the people in your life that, especially loved ones, that either said or implied that you're not enough, don't have enough to offer, will never be enough. Okay, there's some pain from past relationships coming up. Trauma, let's release that. That was big. Okay, take a deep breath in. Let that go. There's more shame coming up, and that's okay. And this is shame around not being enough or having enough, not being able to offer enough. Let's release all of that and all the ways not enough has affected your abundance, whatever abundance you are looking for. Let's release it. Okay, so not enough has been a way to keep you safe. So the ego mind is all about keeping you safe. How does it do that? By keeping everything the same. So in other words, as long as we keep thinking, feeling the same patterns keep repeating, everything stays the same to the ego, that's safe. Not enough is a way of been limiting yourself, has been a way of limiting yourself so that you won't step out. You won't move out of your comfort zone, take action. And all the ways you have used not enough as a way to stay safe, to keep everything the same and to stay safe because you believed living a limited life and not allowing yourself to recognize your skills, talents, abilities, gifts and such was the only way to stay safe while living in this world. Let's release that. Oh, wow. That's a big one for a lot of people. Just let it go. It's okay. Okay. Okay, so we're going to ask the universe, whatever word you choose, universe, creator, God, or ascended master, whatever you choose, to show you within yourself how to grow, expand, step out of your comfort zone, and stay safe and to feel safe. So allowing that feeling of safety to activate and expand within you. All right, take a deep breath in. Let's go up to the third chakra, so solar plexus. This is your personal power, the seat of your personal power. Color is yellow, generally, so... there's anger at power struggle and being overpowered by others, which has caused so the anger at being overpowered by others has manifested in a few ways, either stuck within you, which can cause body pain and then lack and limitation, or getting angry with others. And so in other words, the decision was made, it's not for everybody, some people, I will never allow myself to be overpowered, so therefore you overpower others. And that can be through control, manipulation, passive aggressiveness, or angry outbursts. So let's release the need to be stuck in power struggle. Okay, that's also caused an internal power struggle. Do I stay stuck? I like my life. It's safe. It's easy. It's, you know, I know what to expect. Or do I step forward? Take a deep breath in. Let go. Good. The back of the third chakra is open up. So along the backs of our spine, so along our spine and then the back of our head is where we receive energy through the chakras. We process within us based on our patterns, beliefs, feelings, etc. And then we give out through the front. And that's what I mean by the back of the third chakra has just opened up. So, because they can also be blocked. And so now what we're doing is creating the connection to spiritual power, the creative force, life force. Take a deep breath in. let go. I just want to go a little further on this solar plexus. Any anger you feel at having been overpowered by others, used and abused, taken advantage of by others. Let's release that throughout all time, space, lifetimes, dimensions, and consciousness. Okay. Take a deep breath in. Let that go, and let's move up to the heart. There's a lot of sadness and grief here. And the sadness and grief is over never having really been seen for your authentic, beautiful, divine self. So the question is, are you willing to see your authentic self? Are you willing to see your true self? And I get maybe not everybody's saying this, but a lot of people are saying no. In other words, and this is what we do, and this is what causes so much pain and grief, is we want others to see our true self before we see and value our true self. This is all about valuing who you are, just valuing yourself for being you. So all the ways you believe, feel that you, as if you are, that you are not worthy of believing in yourself, of valuing yourself, that you are not worthy. Let's release that. I will never be worthy and I will never feel valued until others value me and make me feel worthy. So this is needing external validation. So let's go ahead and release that. All the ways you need external validation, approval for others in order, before you will allow yourself to feel worthy and valued and believe in yourself. Let's release that now. On all levels, mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, cellular. Okay. Take a deep breath in. Let go. So the heart space is opening up. Heart chakra, physical heart. I just want to go a little further, though. There's a little more here. Okay. So grief, allow the grief to be released. In other words, let's take a moment and acknowledge the sadness and grief. Bear witness. Honor that space within you. And as we acknowledge and honor that space within you that has been feeling grief and sadness in your heart chakra, that energy is released, vibration flows, space is created to allow love. Loving yourself, love from others, universal love, divine love. Okay, let's move up to the throat chakra, which is, the color is generally blue, and is about expressing. So this is communication, expressing yourself through verbal communication. Okay, I want to release the pattern of being harsh on yourself, like beating yourself up, feeling like you're wrong. Let's go ahead and release that, feeling like you're wrong. You've got it wrong. You've done it wrong. You're just wrong. Anybody who ever implied in any space-time, lifetime, dimension, or consciousness that you are wrong in any way, shape, or form, let's release that now in its entirety. Releasing I am wrong throughout all time and space. Any space or place where you have been holding on to any energy of I am wrong, release now. I'm going to take a deep breath in. Let go. Say, we're going to ask the universe, the creator, to show you what it feels like for you to be kind to yourself. Most of us have heard, you know, be kind to others, treat others this way. Starts with you being kind to yourself and treating yourself with kindness and compassion. Activating kindness and compassion within you, compassion for yourself. Releasing the belief that it's selfish to put yourself first. The first four letters are self. When you are strong within yourself, when you are kind to yourself, you're compassionate, you've built that relationship with a little boy or girl within you, you feel whole, complete, you feel grounded and centered within yourself. Imagine what you can share with others. The kindness and compassion and support you can share with others. Gonna take a deep breath in. Oh, I can feel the strength building within you. Okay, let's go up to the brow chakra. Okay, so the brow, third eye chakra, the color is generally indigo, some version of that. And this is your spiritual vision. So the inner vision, what you're holding, you're sending out to the world. So there's a block right here. Some people have a vision, some more than others, some none at all. And this is when we can get looping and we get stuck in the pain and trauma and drama because we don't have at least somewhat of a vision. In other words, energy is nowhere to go. It is no way to flow forward. So all those that are afraid of creating a vision, vision does not have to be material. It can be feeling, you know, choosing to feel happy, choosing to feel at peace, choosing to feel passionate, whatever it is. The feeling is the attractor factor. So even if it's a material thing that you're looking for, house, car, whatever it is, it's the feeling you're looking for. So let's get into the feeling of that. Okay, this is putting other people ahead of yourself. So somebody else's happiness, somebody else's well-being, whatever it is, ahead of yourself. We're so programmed and conditioned to make sure that somebody else is happy before ourselves. So even if happiness is, you know, our number one thing we choose for ourselves, it's so programmed into us to ensure that everybody else is happy before us. We don't even often realize we're doing that. So let's release the pattern and the conditioning to ensure others' well-being before yourself. That sounds very, you know, the way I'm supposed to be like this. Everybody does it. We're so programmed to that. But when you do that and you ensure others' well-being before yourself, eventually you get to a place where there's nothing left. And that's often, not all the time, but that can cause the health to deteriorate, the energy to drop. So let's release this pattern. Oh, wow, that was big for a lot of people. Let's release this pattern of putting everybody else first. But I'm supposed to, let's release that, but I'm supposed to put everybody else first. When it comes to kids, yes. I mean, your kids and animals, we brought them into the world. You know, we're looking after them. Absolutely. However, at the same time, if you don't allow any time for yourself or any self-care for yourself, again, you get depleted. And this is often health issues will come up or a lack of energy, feeling just like no energy. Let's release it. Okay, we're going to do, even though it's third chakra, a little bit of kidney work. Kidneys are life force energy. So let's send some energy to the kidneys and the adrenals, the adrenal glands. So it's just above the kidneys. And take a deep breath in. Let that go. Okay, so let's go up to the crown chakra, top of the head. This would be like a baby soft spot in that area. And this is your connection to your spiritual guidance. Say there's fear of being overwhelmed with spiritual guidance, if I open up and actually allow myself to, there's a belief that I'm hearing, hear the messages. So there's two things, being overwhelmed with spiritual guidance and the fear that if I actually allow myself to hear what's going on, I have to take action. So let's go ahead and release this. And this is really affecting throat chakra as well. I'll go ahead and release it. Hey, why was that so strong in the throat chakra? I just want to see what's going on here. Okay, this is anger at... This is anger and feelings of abandonment, almost like being forsaken by God, whatever or whatever you call the higher power. And this is actually okay. Now we have to go back to the first chakra because that's where abandonment sits. So let's just go ahead and release feelings of being abandoned, not supported. So you can see how all the chakras work together, even though there's certain energies that are more... resonate with the various ones. They all work together. All right. Good. Okay. Take a deep breath in. Let go. Okay. Okay. I just felt the crown open. So let's, I'm just going to do a little balancing here. Okay. Take a deep breath in. Okay, I just need to go up to the 8th chakra. I wasn't sure I was going to, but I'm being told to go to the 8th chakra, which can hold karmic patterns. We bring in karmic patterns, can get stuck in there from past lives. So we're just going to do a little bit of clearing, release any debt or obligation to vows, oaths, agreements, contracts, negotiated in past lives. Let's release that. Okay, take a deep breath in. Let go. Okay, so go ahead and open your eyes when you're ready. You can move your body a little bit and wake up and come back to us. There you go.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Joy. That was very, very powerful. I think, most of the aspects you did the clearing for, like, it was relevant to me, and I think it was also for our audience. So thank you. Thank you so much for that. And yeah, just for, because in one of the clearings you did for me, you told me, if sometimes, like, I don't feel the shift happening instantly, maybe our physical aspect like needs some time for the energy to integrate it. So
great, yeah, that's a great observation there, Monsef, because we're right in the energy, and yes, the story appears, but I'm not emotionally attached to it, so I just feel it when I say something. Okay, felt this. I just feel, it's like real time. I just feel the energy right away. However, because first of all, there's physical changes that have to take place. And yes, because we all have a story and we're attached to that story, and it takes time for us. You know, we can hear something over and over and over again, and all of a sudden we get it like it's the first time we've heard it. And that's why. And it takes, and as that energy, so when I'm doing the energy work, or when you're working with the energy healer, energy does shift. Energy has shifted. So know that the changes have taken place within you, and then yes, because emotionally, physically, mentally, it also all needs to come into alignment with our new self. That was a great observation there, Monsef.
Yeah, absolutely. And like with time, we start like if we observe like ourselves, and witness how things like are shifting, we can see the shift happening through time. So yeah, and it happens for me like a lot of time where like after some time I just feel like I realize that I really had shifted in some point or another. So yeah.
Yeah, so absolutely. Again,
thank you so much, Joy. that was really, really powerful process. So thank you so much. And also, I would love to hear from our audience. If you can share with us your experience, what did you experience with the process? You can type it on the webcast page, or maybe if you are on the phone, you can share it with us when we'll take callers. So yeah, Joy, can we start with taking questions now?
Sure. Okay, sure, I can take a live caller or a written question, whatever you prefer.
Okay. So we will take both. We'll start with a caller. We have a caller from Lancaster, phone number ending with 2423. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. What is your name?
Hello. My name is Tina.
Welcome, Tina. What is your question?
Hi, Tina.
Hi. Wow. I'm surprised that you called on me. I was just writing in. My boyfriend and I have been struggling because he was just shot by a really close friend of ours this past Saturday. And it's not really about why anymore as much as just trying to get healing for all of us. And I've been on this process for a long time. He's never really been open to it. But when you just give what you just did, I'm hoping will help him, but I don't know if there's anything else that you can suggest or even see around me for me not to take on so much of his energy, because I know I do it. I keep on trying to clear it. Just any kind of help that I, or guidance that I could be given would be awesome.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear about that, your boyfriend being shot by a, and was it a close friend to both of you?
It was a friend. He's a veteran, and he has struggling ever since then, and we opened up our home and our hearts to him. And I mean, he gave me a motorcycle, and then he left town, and his wife just left him, and he was back in town, and we don't know why, but like I said, it doesn't really matter as much. I want him to get help somehow.
Okay, so the friend was a veteran, you opened up your hearts and home, and you know, basically he ended up taking advantage of it then, what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And now I live in a little bit of, I don't want to live in fear, but I'm also concerned because he's still out there. And if he's not on his medication and he's still, if he's able to do that, I don't know. There's a part of me like, I'm okay, and then I'm not.
Okay. So, yeah, trust. I can see first thing that came up, Tina, was trust, like the shattering of it. I can see when the bullet was shot and the moment it hit, there was a shattering of trust. Shock. I'm just going to go. Okay, so in that moment, there was a shattering of trust. There was shock that this actually happened. And in the same moment, anger got anchored in there. So the anger was first, and it's anchoring all of that in. Can we go ahead and release it?
Yes.
Okay, so. Okay, now the fear is coming in. What if we're not safe from him? How is your boyfriend doing now? Like, is it a serious injury? Was it, or?
Yeah, he has a shattered femur. He was also shot in the head, which, thank God, the bullet went in the hat and not, and just went through the top of his head. But he fell again. I mean, he's just, like, not able to be on it. And the other night, he tried to give him crutches, and he fell. So he's in a lot of pain again.
Okay.
And mentally, I think it's struggling is really hard.
Okay. All the ways, Tina, that you believe you need to take on your boyfriend's pain in order to release it, and then you're feeling responsible because there's a part of you that's saying, I should have known, even though, yes, we were both in this together. Some part of me should have known. So you're blaming yourself. So can we go ahead and release all of that? Okay, now the grief is coming up. And you're saying to yourself, I'm just going to go with this here. So you're saying to yourself, what did I do? How did I let this happen? So you're making it all about all your fault. You're taking on all the responsibility for this. You're in that moment, you're going back, at least unconsciously, you're replaying the, you know, the event that led up to this and going, I should never have allowed him in, even though I was friends with my boyfriend. I shouldn't have. I should have closed the door. So you're beating yourself up. And this is causing the anti-consumer case. Can we go ahead and release all this, Tina?
Yes, please.
Okay, let's release all this. Okay, yeah, I can see energy.
My lower back, everything, yeah.
Yeah, it's all spiraling out of you. It's like spirals coming out of you being released. Okay, releasing the blame. Okay, the blame goes all the way back to childhood. So I can see you at a really young age, around very young, 2-3 years old, blaming yourself for something that happened. So we'll go ahead and release this blame. Good. That just opened up your heart. So there's blame lodged in there from a long time back. Okay. Any tendency, need, anything to take on the blame so that your boyfriend doesn't feel the blame? Any need to resonate with blame? Any blame that's between the two of you? Any, it's blame and it's my fault. Let's release all of that in its entirety throughout all time, space, lifetimes, dimensions, and consciousness. Past, present, and future. Okay. I just want to tap in, see where we're at. Okay, so spaces. Okay, so how are you feeling now, Tina?
Oh, my God, it's so much better.
Awesome.
Subconscious.
Right, well.
Wow. I recall thinking that thought one time, just like it went through and back out. It's like, wow, I just realized how I really was blaming myself.
Oof. All right. Thank you for that. And I hope you're sending lots of love and healing to both you and your boyfriend in
thank
creating
you
a
so
place
much.
Of space of safety. You're welcome, Tina. Thanks for calling in.
Bless you.
Thank you, Tina. Much love to you and your boyfriend. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much, Joy.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's take a question from the webcast. We have Dada from Vancouver.
What was it, Lada?
No, Dada, D-A-D-A.
Okay, Dada.
Okay. So, dear Monsef and Joy, I would love to find out what emotions are blocking me and what chakras are most affected. Are they related to my past life? I feel that despite all my work, there is much more than I can tell, preventing me from fulfilling my purpose and creating abundant life. I also love to find out what can be done to change and sustain this. Thank you both very much for this amazing work and help for all. Love, Dada.
Okay, thank you for that question, Dada. Let me just see. Is this Vancouver, BC? It's my hometown.
Yeah.
Oh, close to. I'm about an hour away, so let's see. Well, first of all, you don't feel worthy of abundance. Let's release that. So I'm not worthy of abundance. Past life you mentioned. I've lived in lack and limitation for so long, I wouldn't even know what abundance felt like. So let's release that. And the any vows, oaths, contracts, bonds, cords, agreements, negotiations you ever made in any life in which you agreed to always live in scarcity. Okay, there's some religious beliefs coming up here from past lives. So we've all led religious lives and, you know, past lives, and they can stay stuck with us. We can bring them into this lifetime. So any way in which any religious indoctrination from past lives is, and especially around scarcity, and I can see it, but I can't think of the right word, is coming up and preventing you from stepping into abundance, living an abundant lifetime, whether that's financially or love or friendships, career, whatever you choose. Go ahead and release the attachments to those past lives. Oh, okay, so you feel you owe somebody. Whoa. You feel you owe somebody your soul. Oh, wow, okay. This is really intense. What's coming in, Dada? You feel like you owe somebody your soul, almost like you sold your soul to somebody in a past life. And it's got you, let's just release that. Let's just, you know what, we're going to ask, I'm going to ask my guides to go back to that moment in time and release that in its entirety, because whatever's coming up, it's intense. You don't need to know the details, just the energy. Let's release this. You don't owe anybody your soul. The belief that I owe them my soul, release that now. Release any attachment to that, cords, bonds, feelings of debt are coming in. Okay, let's release debt. Let's release the feeling of being indebted to others. And that feels like it's big for you in this lifetime, feeling indebted to others, whether that's mentally, emotionally, financially, spirit, however you decide. Let's release the feeling of being indebted to others. Any financial debt you may be carrying, let's release all the shame around that, or have ever carried, let's release the burden of that. So I'm not worthy was a huge thing. I have to sell my soul, let's release that. I have to sell my soul in order to survive. We'll release that throughout all time, space, lifetimes, dimensions, and consciousness. Whoever told you in any lifetime that I have to sell my soul in order to survive, let's release all cords and attachments to this being or person or entity. Okay, you asked about, is there a specific chakra? Well, they all work together, but mostly I'm seeing the third chakra, which is your personal power. But all this, I'm not worthy, is affecting your third chakra. So they all work together. When you can focus more into feeling worthy, and feeling worthy is a choice. That's how, you know, simple it can be, is choosing to feel worthy. And then, yes, stuff will come up and, you know, you go in and release that. But choose, Dada, to feel worthy. Just simple as I choose to feel worthy. I choose to feel worthy. You can write that down. I choose to feel worthy. And if you want to go further, I choose to feel worthy of abundance. I choose to feel worthy of financial abundance. I choose to feel worthy of a life of ease and flow. I choose to feel worthy of peace and peace of mind, whatever it is for you. I choose to feel worthy of healthy, supportive, inspiring, amazing relationships. And as you feel worthy, your third chakra, your personal power is going to strengthen. And then, okay, then I can feel your heart opening more and more. Open your crown, or your feet chakra. Remember to open your feet chakras. Let the energy flow through. Good. Take a deep breath in. Let go. Okay. Want to check in, see if we need to go anywhere else at this time. Okay. Thanks for your question, Dada. There you go. Namaste.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Joy. And thank you, Dada, for your question. If you are alive, we would love to hear back from you. So if you can share with us your experience. And so let's take another caller. Let's see. We have a caller from Tucson. Phone number ending with 8999. Hello.
Hi, Monsef. Hi, Joy. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hi. What's your name?
Kathy.
Welcome,
Hi, Kathy. How can...
Everything you've said so far to everybody else seems to have applied to me as well, so thank you. And I feel lighter already, but if you could look into me personally and see what's blocking me the most.
Okay, so... I just want to go, that's a great general question. I love that. But just blocking you the most for what? So what are you working towards? Like, is it abundance? Is it relationships? Is it love? Whatever.
It's self-love. I was adopted, so I feel like I have worthiness issues.
Okay.
And like just not being good enough. And also a fear of being powerful, because I feel like when I was smaller, it was almost, I was punished for that. So it's safer to just be quiet and hide, and I want to get past that.
Okay, great. Thank you for that, Kathy. Funny, Monsef and I were talking before the call about the Marianne Williamson quote, how often it's not our darkness that frightens us the most, it's our light that frightens us the most, and that's so true. And so let's see where we need to go here. So this is what's coming in first. My own birth mother didn't want me, so that must mean I'm not worthy of love. Can we go ahead and release that?
Yes.
All the anger you feel at your birth mother? Do you know your birth mother now or no?
When I found out who she was actually in a coma and died that week, so I never met her.
Okay, and there's anger at her dying. You finally find out who she is, and then she dies, and there's anger at that as well. So can we go ahead and release all this anger at your birth mother?
Yes.
Okay. You went into something you want to avoid. I just want to go and see what it is. So I'm going to ask my guides, okay, show me what, because you went into avoidance there. Show me what Kathy is wanting to avoid. Oh, just what you said there, self-love. Okay, so what does self-love mean to her? So when you go into self-love, right away you shrink. It's like, so why does Kathy shrink when she goes into self-love? She believes she's not worthy of it. And what goes beyond there? I want to go beyond there. Show me what's beyond. I'm not worthy. I don't deserve. I don't even deserve to be here on the planet is what you're running. So, I just want to go a little further with this. Why don't you believe you deserve to be here on this planet? Because I'm a light being and this is no place for a light being. Do you have any body aches and pains, like any physical pains or any physical stuff going on at all?
I don't, but I feel a huge block in my stomach, and in my right arm, I feel like I hold a lot of rage.
Yeah, you're angry at even being here because you believe that this planet is too polluted for the purity of a light being to be here. So can we go ahead and release that?
Yes.
All the anger you feel at it being such a pure light being and yet being on such a polluted world is coming up. And so then you're resenting even being here. And, okay, that's like a punch in the gut. So what's a punch in the gut about and having to be here? So you're almost fighting with, like a higher power, like I shouldn't have to be here, but then you also know on some level your purpose, especially at this time in, humanity's evolving, is to be part of the awakening. And so part of you knows that. Part of you, so you're doing an internal, you've got an internal conflict going on here. And it goes back to the adoption, because it's all happening on an energetic level. Do I want to be here? Don't I want to be here? So you were conflicted very early on, like I'm talking womb kind of thing. So
well, and then my adopted parents were very abusive, so
okay. And did you grow up with your adopted parents?
Yes.
Okay. At what age were you adopted?
At 2 months.
Okay. Why should I even be here if all I'm going to experiences abuse. I don't want to. Okay, so first of all, Kathy, make a decision to be here. I see this in people, especially with people with, that's why I asked about physical issues, is often that's because they haven't decided whether they want to be here on planet Earth or not. And it seems obvious why I'm here. Of course I want to be here. Now make a decision. Choose to be here. You know what? I'm here on planet Earth. And maybe the you know, environmentally and energetically, it's not all that pretty right now, but I'm here for a purpose, so let's move forward. In other words, move forward from the place of, I choose to be here. Because right away, even just saying those words, I can feel the strength come in you. Like, bang, you just go. Everything shifts in you. When you choose to be here on planet Earth, and it seems, like I said, very basic and, you know, right, this is a starting point. Choose to be here because everything will shift for you. And because then when you choose to be here, so let's go from here. So let's just say, so repeat after me, Kathy, I choose to be here.
I choose to be here.
Okay, having said that and making that choice, I choose to be here, can you also choose to love yourself?
Yes.
Okay, can you say those words? I choose to love myself.
I choose to love myself.
Okay, so there's a part of you that does, you know, that's an absolute part of you that is still undecided. So I'm just, we're just going to go ahead here and talk, like, consciousness-wise, to the part of you. So why does part of you not, because it gives me an out. Oh, okay, so what's going on here is, part of you wants an out. Well, things get really, really bad. I'm not saying you're going to get suicidal, but it's just kind of there. You know, well, I can always leave planet Earth. I shouldn't be here anyways. Basically, it's us humans making excuses for ourselves. And so, like, because part of you is absolute with a self-love. You're totally willing for that. Part of you wants, like, an excuse you're giving yourself. Well, if things get really bad, I can just get down on myself. And it's also because, see, when you, and it's a process, but the more you believe in loving yourself, believing yourself, valuing yourself, you know, recognizing and acknowledging your self-worth, the more you step out of your comfort zone and you be and do what you came here to do. And, you know, that's a big one. Okay. Let's release a fear around that. Take a deep breath in, let that go. So choose, Kathy, ways to show that you do care about, in other words, this is self-care, whether it's going for a massage or it's doing something, if you like, you know, art or something like that, something that makes you feel good or something that brings out the child, whatever it is, like more and more. In other words, it's, you know, as much as possible, make it a habit to do something that makes you feel good. If that's a walk outside, you know, if it's staring at a sunset or watching something funny on YouTube, something that makes you feel good. In other words, something that causes you and allows you to value yourself and say, I'm worth it. I'm worth, you know, feeling good about myself. I'm worth feeling good about what I'm doing. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to share, or are you feeling pretty good about what you called in?
I feel like you were talking earlier, sometimes it takes a little while for you to experience that the energy has moved. So I'm just going to allow that to happen. And thank you so much for your time.
Okay. Thank you. And like I said, choose self-love. The reason for choosing, choice, and I talk about this a lot, is choosing. It changes the vibration and the universe hears that. And it, yeah, it might, takes time, but everything will start to shift once we choose. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Joy. Thank you,
Marissa.
Right.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thanks, Kathy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye for now. Yeah, that was powerful. Thank you so much, Joy, for the guidance you gave her. Yeah, so we have.
Should we go into the program I'm offering first, or do you want to take more callers?
Yes, this is what I wanted to say, and after that we take more questions. So I will just share the link. It's yourdivineuniqueness.com/joy and number 11, yourdivineuniqueness.com/joy11. J-O-Y and 11, or you can simply click on the special offer button on the webcast or the replay page. So, Joy, so you are offering the Ascend Through Your Chakras and Clearing Limiting Beliefs and Emotions program, and we have here three packages. So can you please talk about those and what will be our audience experience?
Sure. So the first program, like the clear group clearing we did today, was very, you know, mini version of this program. So it goes through each of the chakras. Each recording here, so it goes through the eight chakras. So the eighth chakra is the first of the spiritual chakras, 6 inches to 2 feet above the head. And it goes through all the main chakras there and clears out what we did today much more in much more depth. And so we really clear out a lot of anger, shame. Not enough is a big one. The first and second chakra really work well together in this one to clear out the anger and not enough and such. Start to move you into abundance. So this is really a you know, amplified version of what you got a taste of today in the group clearing. And then the four bonuses here. And we go into clearing and resolving with the first offer. Both mother issues and father issues. And the reason I did this specifically, even though like their first and second issues, and yes, that's in the chakra program, but even focusing, because we receive all our conditioning from our parents or our primary caregivers, whether you were adopted or even brought up in an orphanage, whoever raises us. So this.
Hello, Joy? We don't hear you. I see you still here, but okay. Okay, so we lost Joy. She will come back in a few moments. All right. Yeah, so yeah, I just want to thank you for your, we have many questions here. Maybe like we have like many questions regarding to the same point, so I will try to take like one that will answer to many others. So yeah, thank you for those.
Come on,
and,
Seth, I'm back.
Hi, welcome back.
Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
So yeah, we're talking about clearing, resolving mother-father issues, and where all the conditioning starts. And then we go into relationships, and life is all about, this is the first offer, life is all about relationships. And whether that's, and we have a relationship with everything, including money. So this affects, you know, your relationships affect everything. So it's time to resolve, you know, all that. Financial abundance. Now, I didn't mention before, I've gone through two bankruptcies. So I've gone through the shame of not having much money, not having enough, you know, not being able to pay bills. I've gone through, and the anger and the not feeling worthy of abundance, all of that. So this is, you know, what I use it. You know, I'm able to pick up on all that in the collective consciousness. So that's your first package, package A. And so with that one, you get, yeah, the eight chakra, four bonus recordings, about 4.5 hours of clearings and activation. And then with the second package, package B, if you also want the remote energy scan and clearing, this is approximately 75 minutes of energy work. The actual recordings you receive is between about 45 minutes to an hour. It really depends because everybody's different. But the actual, because I connect before as well, before I start recording, it's probably 75 minutes, actually up to an hour and a half of actual energy work that you're receiving in this one. And that's very specific to you. And then often there will be inner child, whatever comes up. It's just whatever comes up. And with package C is a, if somebody wants to actually connect with me, voice or, you know, we can do this via Skype or phone. It's a 30-minute one-on-one session. So that one is, I mean, that's the whole shebang there. You get everything. You get all the recordings, the scanning, clearing, and the 30-minute session done via Skype or phone. So there you go.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Joy, for putting together those packages. And yeah, I know these are like really powerful. And for those of our audience who want to go even deeper and work, because today you did a process that is for the group, it was powerful, but here with the package, they will go even deeper and work on their own personal issues with you if they take advantage of package B or C. And really, the experience with you, as I shared in the beginning, it's so unique and also powerful, because you get much more clarity about who you are, about the blockage and the emotions that get stuck within you from the past. And yeah, also with the clearing, it's really a great opportunity to release all those and get some relief to move forward in your life, and also creating and sharing your gift. So yeah, thank you again, Joy, for offering those.
Okay.
And yeah, so again, the link is yourdivineuniqueness.com/joy and number 11, yourdivineuniqueness.com/joy11, J-O-Y and number 11. Or you can click on the special offer button on the webcast or the replay page. Beautiful.
Okay,
yeah.
So I'm going to take some more callers here.
Okay. So do we take from a webcast and then we come back to a caller?
Sure.
Okay. We have MP from Livingstone. She said, I have a very challenging relationship with my family members. I live far away from them. Just happened one of my family members I have a close bond had a medical issue, which I couldn't communicate with him directly. My communication is all blocked when I want to check on his condition. Please help me with deep gratitude.
Okay, so I just want to be clear. She's saying, is it Auntie?
The name, Auntie.
A-M-P-I. Okay, MD. Saying that they had a close bond with one of the family members that has a medical issue, but when they start talking about the medical issue, the communication just kind of goes. Is that what?
No, she couldn't communicate with him directly. So I understood that the communication is not set between them, direct communication.
And this is around the medical issue. That's what I'm trying to get. What I'm trying to get to is when the medical issue comes up, is that when she's saying the communication kind of stops between them? Like she's trying to find out more about the medical issue and the communication kind of just stops between them. Is that correct?
He had a medical issue. And she wanted to communicate with him, but she felt the communication was blocked because she just wants to check on his condition.
Okay.
So it's what I understood. It's like she couldn't communicate with him and check about his condition directly.
Okay. So let's see what's coming up energetically here.
Okay.
So close family member, they get a medical issue. The communication isn't there. There's something going on. They're resenting something, and you're feeling like, MD, that you're feeling like you have to take on their. So what I'm getting is they're resenting something. Once this medical issue came up, resentment came up in them. You're picking up on the resentment, so you're feeling that you're making it all about yourself. It's not about you, but you're making it all about yourself because you're so connected. So. Any way in which you're making whatever your family member is feeling about you, and so you feel whether it's bad or inadequate or not worthy or you're not doing enough, whatever it's bringing up in you, let's release that, because I can definitely feel the... Okay, so you're saying, but it's my responsibility to relieve them of their pain. It's my responsibility to, reduce the emotional mental burden they're going through with this. All the ways you believe it is your responsibility to reduce or even resolve their emotional and mental burden, let's release that. Okay, so you're committed to that. You're actually fighting. So we fight for our limitations. So how come you're so committed to believing that? That's what I was taught, that it is my responsibility to resolve other people of their emotional, mental pain and burdens. Okay, so who taught you that? Mummy, daddy, so this inner child talking, mummy, daddy, and society teaches that, so they must be right. So how's that working for you, Amdi? Believing that you have to resolve everybody else's emotional pain and burdens. It's a lot of work. It's heavy, but it's my job. It's what I came here to do. If, Amdi, you were to see your family member in the highest possible light, you saw them as healthy, you saw them as feeling loved, you blessed them with love, acceptance. They choose whether to be healthy or not. They choose. You allowed them to choose. Ah, that's it. This is about control. You don't want to allow others to choose. All the ways you want to control others, your intention comes from a meaning well. So your intention means well. But you're doing it through what many of us have been taught, and that is controlling the outcome. In other words, this person needs to be this way, feel this way, think this way, whatever it is. And if they don't do that, then I'm responsible for their well-being. So any need to control others through the saving, protecting, or fixing, let's release it. All the ways you believe it's your job to save, fix, or protect others, because that ultimately you end up in judgment. Let's release that. What if you simply accepted this family member, their current situation, the way they believe, think, whatever they're doing to get past the medical issue? What if you simply accepted it? That would mean I don't care. Let's release that. If I accepted things the way they are, that means I don't care. Let's release it. I show my caring by taking on others' pain and burdens and deciding how they're supposed to think, feel, be, deciding the outcome for them. Let's release this and all the control around this, releasing the need to control. Control always has us stuck in power struggle, so let's release that. Okay, now.
Our last try again. I think the energy is really powerful, so sometimes this happens. And yeah. She will be back in few moments. In the meantime, like as maybe I asked you earlier, if you can share with us.
I so apologize for this. This hasn't happened before. So I really apologize. What's going on here is some really intense energies. Like this is when, like the sound waves like this, when they cut out energetically, there's some really intense energies going on here. So just know that this is there's some intense clearing going on here. And so, Amdi, I'm going to leave it there. It's not your responsibility to take on other people's. Just keep that in mind. In other words, this is something I had to learn. I think anybody who's wants to support others, is all you need to do is bless them and see them in the highest light possible and continue to bless them. And if they receive that blessing and that love, that's up to them. If not, then that is their choice. Simply accept where they're at. And bless them and let it go.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Joy, for the guidance and clearing. And yeah, also thank you, MP, for your question. And we would love to hear back from you if you are live with us, so I can share it with Joy. All right. Yeah, let's invite one more caller. We have We have Naz from UK on the web call. Hello.
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 Hi. Hello. Thank you. Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to work on. I've been really struggling to. Well, it's been a pattern throughout my life. Whenever I wanted to achieve anything, I've almost have to fight and struggle for it. I eventually get there, but it's a lot of struggle. And at the moment, that pattern's been playing out again in terms of trying to conceive and get a house. And, I mean, when you did the process earlier, everything was so relevant because it's bringing up a lot of anger and frustration inside me. And I'm reacting a lot to the people around me. It's almost like I just react and don't respond anymore. And I was myself rejected in the womb, but I survived. And I know it seems to be triggering a lot of that, and I would just love some help with that, please, John.
Okay, thank you for your question. It was Nan?
Naz.
Nan, okay. You said you were rejected in the womb. Did somebody try to abort and it didn't take and you let you?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mum, I mean, she was in a difficult relationship with my dad. So she had four other children, just felt she couldn't cope. But as a mother throughout my life, she's been very loving and caring. So, I mean, I only discovered this a few years ago because she was never in any way cruel or anything like that, but I always carried the energy of rejection and I never knew why until recently.
Okay, so let's see where we need to go here. Sorry that happened to you, first of all. Yeah, that started a pattern of struggle when you're in the womb. I mean, struggling for your life. So all the ways you feel like you're struggling for your very life, like it's literally in your DNA to struggle for your very life. And so you go into actually achieving, like, more than just getting by. And then, okay, I can see the energy's getting all tangled up. You're really stuck in can we release all this now?
Oh, yes, please.
So we're going back to the womb. My own mother doesn't want me, so what does that say about me? I must not be worthy. And then you go into achieving, and you don't believe you're worthy. So let's go to any decision you made. I mean, this, even though you didn't know consciously till recently, any decision you made because your mother tried to abort you in the womb, and you made a decision in that moment, obviously it was done energetically, that I must not be worthy and life is always a struggle. Can we go ahead and release that?
Yeah.
Okay, and then you took on a lot of your mother's regret, and there is no other way. Like at that time she was thinking, there is no other way. You took that on. And then after she had whatever she'd done there, there was regret. And you took all that on from her. Because, I mean, you're in the womb. You pick up on everything from the mother. Can we go ahead and release that?
Yes.
Any regret you have about your life now? Any regret you're holding on to? Any heaviness around the regret? And then what's the use? It's always going to be a struggle anyways. We'll release all that. Okay, Allah. Okay, now anger's coming up. Okay, now there's anger at your heart coming out. And it's coming out, though. But like it's flooding out, literally. All this anger's being released from your heart. As that releases, that's going to continue to release. Or it's just going to continue to release for a while. I'm getting several days. But you're going to move more and more into love, and you're going to move more into love for yourself first. Okay. This is going to transform. So words that are coming in, transformation into from believing you're not worthy to self-love. Take a deep breath in. Let go. Okay, I just want to go more into the struggling to achieve. Okay, well, let's release energy around that because there's so much energy around that. If you ever catch yourself when you do saying or telling somebody struggling to achieve, just say whatever it is. Cancel, delete, you know, I release that now because that's created a almost like an energetic weave. And so let's go ahead and release that struggling to achieve. Oof, that's a lot of people have that one. Let's just release all the tangled up energies. It's almost a weave I'm seeing. Release that. Okay, releasing your throat chakra. Something got stuck in there. All the ways you're unwilling to acknowledge and express your personal power, releasing that. Okay, let's see where we need to go here. I'm just going to do some energy work. I've got my hands in the field in your throat chakra. Oh, and I can feel it this intensely. A lot of people are getting stuck in the throat chakra. Okay, take a deep breath in. Let that go. Okay. Okay, there you go. How are you feeling then?
Yeah, that was quite emotional. It just one thing just popped into my head about taking everything personally. I've been doing that a lot, and hence the anger was coming out. People's choices and whatnot, even though they're not to do with me, but just feeling it quite intensely. If that makes sense.
Okay, so you cut out there a little bit, so I just want to be sure what I heard. So taking on other people's stuff, basically, their pain and different things,
personally.
Is that what you said?
Taking it personally, whatever choices people make.
Oh, taking it personally, okay.
Yes.
Okay, so taking it personally, let's see where we need to go here. What do you get, if you knew, Nan, what do you get from taking other people's, you know, choices, feeling, decisions, whatever it is, personally? If you knew, what do you get from that?
See, I was right.
Ah, good one. Okay. All the ways you would rather be right than happy, all the ways you're stuck in right or wrong rather than acceptance. Can we go ahead and release that?
Yes.
All the ways, like you're looking for a self-justification and almost like proving I am worthy. If I'm right about this and I am worthy, and it's almost like justifying your being here on the planet. That's what you're looking for. Let's release all that. You also get, I just want to go here. You get something else from taking things personally. And yes, I've been there. I can totally get that. There's something else you're getting, something that makes you feel powerful for some reason. I just want to go and see what's going on here.
Yeah, I can see there is this sense of control, trying to control everything.
Yeah, and that makes you feel powerful.
Hmm.
It makes you feel powerful, but you're being driven by like it's external events and people that are driving that power rather than like an inner, a personal power. So can we release that pattern and habit?
Yes.
So all the ways you believe you can only get your power, you can only feel powered up and driven by external events, people, places, situations, let's go ahead and release that. and so that you can find your the center of your personal power, what makes you feel powerful, grounded, what strengthens you. So this is internal validation and acknowledgement rather than external. Okay, take a deep breath in. There it goes. Okay, there you go, Nan.
Oh, thank you so much, Joy. That was amazing.
Okay, thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay.
Thank you, Nav. Bye for now. Oh, beautiful. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Nat, for calling in, and thank you, Joy, for that powerful energy. Yeah, that was really beautiful.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I just want to share a couple of feedbacks. We have from MP. I just read her question like a little bit ago. She said, thank you very much. Joy is great. The energy is very powerful. Thank you very much to Monsef for taking my questions. You're most welcome. And she said, Joy really helped me, helps me clear up my clouds.
Awesome.
And so thank you, MP, for your feedback. And Tina from Lancaster, I think she was the second or first caller.
And right, yeah.
Yeah. So I will just share part of her feedback because there is some of her personal information that we send you after the call. And so she said, thank you, thank you, thank you. So much gratitude for when I reach out, I ask for guidance and any help, it shows up. And she said, the healing you did for other callers has removed so much from me. Much love to all. Think there is so much fabulous healing we all are receiving today. And she shared another message. She said, oh my, just recalling that 5 to 6 years ago had a reading that a friend gifted me. She told me a Joy would help me. Wow. I remember thinking, I don't know anyone with that name. You helped me.
Okay.
You helped me so much on this call. Looking forward to working further with you. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Thank you so much, Tina. Yeah, I really love your energy. Really beautiful. So Joy, thank you. Thank you so much for your time, for the energy you shared with us, for the information and guidance. That was really, really an amazing call. So I'm so grateful to you and for what you shared with us today.
Okay, thank you for having me again, Monsef. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And you know, this was intense energy. When my phone cuts out twice like that,
that's
energy we're clearing. So we did some powerful energy work on here.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was really powerful. Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Joy. Very grateful to you. And also thank you to all our beautiful audience for being here today, and also those who listen to the replay. Really thank you for your beautiful energy. Thank you for your questions. We didn't have time to answer all the questions, so maybe another time. And also, I will invite you to take advantage of one of the packages that Joy put together for us. And these are really, really very transformative and powerful packages. And the link again is yourdivineuniqueness.com/joy and number 11. yourdivineuniqueness.com/joy11. JOY and number 11. Or you can simply click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast page or on the replay page. And so thank you again, everyone. And I'm sending you so much love. And see you on the next call. Bye-bye, everyone.